Hello, welcome back to the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, as always, Maggie Pugh. This week, if you're listening in real time, we have a Scorpio full moon coming up. We're in Taurus season, and that means Scorpio full moons. And for a while now, the past 28 months, we've had eclipse season during this time, and now we're stepping out of it. And so it's the first time for a couple of years now that we can actually properly work with that regular energy of Scorpio moon, of Scorpio energy in general. Scorpio season and Taurus season has been really turbulent and dramatic and so heavy with its energy for a while now with this eclipse season. But now that's moved back, that's moved into Aries season, and instead we get a bit of a break. And I was thinking back, like, okay, when was the last time we had this? That would have been, I think, 2021. I might be wrong on the exact dates, but around 2021, I remember loving Taurus season and loving this time of year. And I mean, I always do, but definitely it's been a lot more stressful with the eclipses that have been happening. But now we finally get to settle. It's not the same as it was before, because before it was heading to eclipse season, and now it's kind of walking through the ashes of it. But I wanted to talk about Scorpio energy. I wanted to talk about shadow work and dark energy when it comes to spirituality, and kind of my thoughts on that, because that's what's provoked through Scorpio. This isn't a podcast you need to be a Scorpio or have heavy placements in Scorpio to understand, but I just wanted to tap into the themes. And you don't even have to listen to this around the Scorpio full moon or Scorpio season. It's just sort of the background information to why I came upon these topics. I don't really have a plan for today's episode. We're going to chat dark energy, transformation, shadow work, and all of those fun things, and just see what comes up. I just want to be like two friends chatting today. I don't want it to feel like a lecture or teaching. I mean, some of it might be teaching, but I just kind of want to chat about all of these topics that have kind of been coming up for me lately. So let's just jump into today's episode and talk the dark side of your spiritual journey and Scorpio energy. Welcome to the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, Maggie Pugh, tarot reader, spiritual coach, past life regression practitioner, and your personal spiritual hype girl. I'm here to help you break down your walls and practice the radical vulnerability you need to get to know your soul at its very core. This podcast will give you the guidance to change your fear into power and take those first steps on your ultimate journey to soul transformation. So take a deep breath and let's get mystical.
Like I was saying in the intro, this is some of my favorite energy, honestly. It's like the Tower card. I love the Tower card. Right now, I'm feeling like I don't love the Tower card, but I do love it. It's that change that needs to happen. It means your life is about to blast wide open, and it can feel really scary and really terrible, but if you jump in with both feet, it can be really beautiful. I want to do an episode, maybe when the dust settles a little bit more, about the chaos and the turbulence and the difficult times I've been going through. I shared one back, I think it was in January, about what I've been going through recently. But I mean, so much more happened since then. And for now, it looks like I might be moving back to Canada. And for those of you who don't know, I live in Copenhagen right now, but I might be moving back to Canada. I'm definitely going back for a bit. The visas got revoked and a few things have happened, but I want to do a very vulnerable episode. Hopefully I don't cry, but if I cry, that's okay. But I don't really feel like I have the full perspective to explain what's going on with that, maybe in a week or so, but I definitely am going to record that soon. But because of all this Scorpio energy with the Scorpio moon and this turbulent Tower card-like energy that I'm going through myself, I thought, let's get back to the roots of this podcast. Let's get back to talking about Tower moments. When I started my podcast, I almost called it something with a Tower moment. And a Tower moment is when everything, especially in your physical world, in your environment, starts to crumble around you because it was built on weaker foundations than you realized. And this change is inevitable. This change is happening, and you can either resist it and get dragged through the dirt, or you can jump in with both feet. And I'm at a time right now where I need to jump in with both feet. And I'm going to talk about it soon. But today, let's talk about how to do that. What this darker energy is like, why shadow work's important, why tower moments, while scary, can be the best moments of your life. I'm choosing to believe that it'll be a best moment of my life. I'm trusting. But there's a lot of fear and trust, because our egos want us to stay safe. And when I say ego, I don't mean that part of yourself that's like, I'm so awesome. It's the part that holds fear. Our egos are also just parts that are like, we need to survive. And our instinct is to people please and to stay safe and to not go for big things, because that is what keeps us safe. Where we are right now, even if we're not fully happy, even if everything is not okay, even if we're crying and upset and hurting, it's the known. And the known is safer than the unknown to our egos. And I've had a really hard year, and even still, the known is feeling safer. It's feeling more expansive, but I don't know what this unknown holds. And neither do you. But a way that we can work with it is not by figuring it out, is not by gaining clarity, is not by doing all of that, but by lighting up the parts within us that feel fear, facing the parts within us that feel fear, and jumping in anyways. And that's where shadow work is so important. That's why Scorpio energy is so important, because it's so transformative. So let's do a little exercise. What is it that you want to manifest? What change do you want to make? Or what change is coming that feels really scary? And what scares you about this? What do you believe about this situation, about yourself, of either why you can't have it, or either why this big change is going to be this horrible, scary, traumatic, terrible event? What is the fear that you're feeling? Let's take a second here and identify it. This is a totally different episode. This is almost like we're doing a little bit of shadow work coaching together, but let's do it. If you need to pause the podcast and journal on it a bit, that's okay. Or maybe something came to you immediately. And now, what story is this fear telling you? What story is it telling you about what you can have, what you can do, what you need? What story is it telling you about what's next? And how can you start, even in small ways, to stand in the opposition of this fear? I need to do this too. But what's a small way you can start to stand in opposition? And now, this is shadow work in the way of shining light on your fear and standing in the face of your fear. Sometimes it's not about removing things. Sometimes it's not about fixing things. Sometimes it's not about looking at dark parts of ourselves or scary parts of ourselves and completely releasing them. Sometimes it's just standing with them and doing small things. Sometimes it's just even acknowledging them. So for example, another piece of shadow work that you can do is looking at things you don't like in others, and either A, how they show up in yourself, or parts of yourself that you aren't happy with. When you start to look at the darkness within you, and you can either find acceptance, forgiveness, or maybe you do end up shifting it and fixing it, it can help you become so much more powerful. I used to think I was lazy. I used to think I was lazy. I used to think I was messy. I used to think that I wasn't good enough for certain things. And I mean, it's not darkness necessarily, but it's things that the world told me I was not good enough. I wasn't normal. Turns out a lot of these things were my ADHD. And rather than seeing them as darkness and rather than seeing them as something I need to fix, I've instead decided there's something I can work with and accept, and that maybe I don't function like everyone else and that's okay. And even if you don't have this, I mean, sort of excuse of something like ADHD, where can you look at yourself and be like, I can have a short temper? And rather than trying to fix it, be like, that's okay. How about instead of fixing myself, I just work with myself? Shadow work is taking parts of yourself that you've either been told are unworthy or parts of yourself that you think are bad, are dark, and working with them. We want to reframe it, right? We want to reframe it from fixing yourself. Sometimes even you want to reframe it from healing. And instead, acceptance and working with. If you have a short temper, it might be something that you can't exactly fix or heal because then you're just telling yourself you're not enough, but it's something you can work with to work with triggers, to find how to self-soothe, to find how to bring yourself down. We're accepting our shadow selves. We're not blaming ourselves for not being perfect. You're human. You're going to have shadows. So instead, the best thing you can do is just work with them and find out how they make you uniquely you. There's a lot of stuff with dark energy in the spiritual community that I don't agree with. A lot that I think is used to fearmonger, to make you feel not enough, to make you feel like you need to buy the next course or work with a guru to feel healed and to feel enlightened. I hate the term enlightenment. I don't like it. I think it's used as this thing to fearmonger and to push people to always be needing more. Because as humans, we can never be fully enlightened. As humans, our human minds, our human souls are always going to feel things. And that's the whole point that we're here. When people claim enlightenment and they're like, I don't feel fear, I don't feel anger, blah, blah, blah. It's like, how? You're human. You're meant to feel those things. Your soul came here to have a human experience. You can't just shut those things off. No one can shut those things off. If you're claiming you feel no fear, sadness, grief, anger, hatred, etc., then you're not enlightened. You're not all live, laugh, love, light. You're pushing those emotions down and you're hiding from them. You're bottling them up and you don't realize it. I remember having a conversation with someone once who said that she was never surprised by her manifestations anymore because you should just understand, you should have so much trust in the universe that it's like, of course that's going to happen. But yet she would put a lot of contingencies on herself and limits on herself of what she was able to manifest. And I was like, okay, so you're not actually so enlightened that the universe doesn't surprise you anymore. You're just not growing anymore. You're not asking for enough. You've like flatlined. And it's not, that's fine. You can stay there if you want, but don't claim to be, oh, so enlightened. But you don't feel the joy of that comes with a huge breakthrough of a manifestation, and you don't feel the grief of losing someone that you love. That's numbing. And we're not here to numb. Manifestation actually works best when you feel your emotions to their extreme. When you feel anger about a situation, that signals to the universe, hey, this is not what I want. When you release that anger, it's healing to your body. It's healing to your subconscious. When you're happy and you allow yourself to fully feel it, that's a signal to the universe of, hey, this is what I want. This is exactly what I want. Bring more of it. So I always try to not label my emotions as good or bad. I feel them and some feel uncomfortable and some feel exciting and expansive. I think uncomfortable and expansive is the best way. Anger is not bad. It's a redirection. It's showing you what needs to shift in your life. If it wasn't for my anger this year, I never would have stood up for myself. I never would have reclaimed my power. I never would have set boundaries. And I'd be in a much worse place than I am now. Not saying I'm in a great place now, but I would be in a much worse place. You have to listen to what your human body is telling you. Because this toxic positivity is not it. It's not it. On another hand, something I wanted to talk about today was this idea of like dark entities and dark energy. And I actually kind of touched on it the other day with George in the Greek mysticism episode. But it's this idea that you can get dark entities attached to you, or that there's devils and tricksters and all this energy out there in the universe that's going to make you do bad things or make bad things happen to you. And I just want to preface this by bad things just happen. And as soon as we start blaming the universe and ourselves and dark entities for things that are out of our control, for actions of other unhealed people, that's when we start to lose our power and our magic. Because really, and this is my belief, if you don't vibe with it, that's okay. Go find something that you vibe with. Tell yourself what you vibe with. But spirituality is an individual journey, and you can have gurus and you can have mentors and you can have leaders, but you can't have people who are the end all be all. You don't have doctrines. You don't have rules. You don't have things you need to follow. That's religion. Spirituality is finding what works for you with your soul, with your energy on your terms. So if this it's not something you believe in, that's fine, but this is what I believe and what I've been taught and what I've looked into and researched and what I really feel. As a psychic medium, this is what I feel. What's out there in that energetic realm is love, light, and pure intentions. It's our humanness that corrupts things. When you have anything that feels like an entity of dark energy, it doesn't act on its own. It's been created by humans. It's been created by people putting bad energy out into the world. Things like curses, things like walking into a room and feeling the energy drop, that is not something that came into existence from nothing. That is our humanness. That is people who get swept away by the human emotion of fear, of greed, of anger, of these things, who aren't processing it, who are letting it just emanate, and who are putting hate out into the world. Of course, negative energy exists, and people will send negative energy your way, and that may latch onto you, but it's not some dark entity. It's something that you just need to release, that you need to cut the cord for. There's these dark energies that can sit in our field, and we choose how to act from it. I had someone say to me, oh, I had such a dark time in my life, and I was making all these horrible choices and acting nasty, and I've been talking with a healer, and they said it's actually because a dark entity was attached to my being, so it wasn't me. And that really upset me, because what we're doing is, yes, maybe you did have negative energy attached to you during that time, and it caused you to feel a heaviness on you, to feel hurt on you. Maybe someone did something traumatic and it caused a dark energetic cloud to fill up your energy field. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility how you reacted to that negative energy. And if you decided to take the trauma, to take the hurt, and turn around and hurt other people with it, rather than heal or look at it or whatever you wanted to do, if you turned around and decided to take that energy you were feeling and spread it to try and get it off of you, it's not the energy's fault. It's not the energy's responsibility. That's your responsibility. They were your actions. You took the energy around you and you decided what action to take. And that's a really harsh reality, but we need to look at these actions and these parts of ourselves and accept them and forgive ourselves and move on to try and act maybe better next time. We need to look at them and accept them for what they are, accept us for who we were and who we are now. If we ever want to feel better, to get better, to remove that negative energy. Spirituality and energy work isn't an excuse to act shitty towards other people and then blame it on this negative, dark, evil entity and resolve ourselves of all blame because it's that's controlling me. It's the same thing I say with the light aspects, with manifestation, with tarot. You don't have to believe in it. You don't have to believe in all this magic and the tarot and what it has to say and the good things that are coming, but it's great self-reflection. And it's the same thing. You could believe that you have darkness in your energy field, but you need to reflect on it and see how you reacted to it. You can heal, you can release it, you can cut the cords, you can do cleansing, clearings, all of that. But at the end of the day, how you reacted to that being in your energy field is your responsibility. And that's why shadow work is so empowering, because even when you do things you are not proud of, by blaming it on someone else, you're actually taking away your power. You're taking away your power to heal and get better and change. You're shifting the blame to something so you don't have to face it and you don't have to change. So that you don't have to heal from that part. Maybe you did something bad to somebody, and rather than working on that so you don't do it again, so you apologize, so you can help find healing for other people as well, you're going to excuse it off as some sort of dark energy. But that's just not the case. Some people are bad because they are being bad, because they're human, and because they have allowed feelings of hatred or greed and nastiness to take over their actions. And maybe sometimes you have too. But we're not going to blame that away through esoteric beliefs. It was you at the end of the day, even if you were influenced by energy, by something, by someone else. Because by blaming dark energy for your actions, it just perpetuates that energy rather than taking responsibility. So that's why shadow work is so important, because it allows you to take responsibility for who you've been and what you've done. You're human, so you're not going to be perfect, and you can't expect yourself to be. And so by reflecting and doing this work, it can help to kind of free you also from that perfectionism, from those expectations. If you find you're someone who tends to want to be perfect, who tries to be perfect all the time, this shadow work can be really difficult, but it's really, really important to help you break free of that a little bit so that you can make mistakes and realize that it's okay. You can still find forgiveness and you can move forwards. And this doesn't mean by doing shadow work, you'll never do anything wrong. But it allows you to work with that energy and heal it and face it rather than perpetuate it. And under the Scorpio moon is a great time to do this. So I invite you to do some shadow work, to work with that darker energy, to work with your past in a way that maybe you haven't done before. And if this is too heavy for you, if it's too much, this is work that I would recommend to do with a therapist or in therapy if it's really heavy stuff. If it's something you think you can face on your own, that's great, but I would always recommend therapy. This is just things that can be used on top of that. And it's also just me trying to clear the air saying that you're still responsible for your actions and power can be found when you actually reflect on that. Rather than being in your little naive world that the world is against you, it's important that you do that reflection. And the Scorpio moon is the first time in a few years where the air is clear enough, the energy is clear enough for you to do that. Especially with the eclipse season, you might be feeling heavy, like a victim mindset in some chaotic energy, and now it's time to look at your part in it. And it can be really, really freeing. It can be really stabilizing in a time that feels like you have no control. It's kind of like steering into the skid. Like sometimes you need to look directly at it so that you can then work with it and feel like you have more control, like you're not as afraid of the unknown of what's happening. So that's all I have for you this week. I hope you enjoyed it. It ended up being a little coaching, a little spiritual coaching, a little reflective session, but I just wanted to get my opinions out there because I think there's been a lot going around recently about dark energy. And I see all these things of people being like, it's not you, it's this energy that someone else has put on you. And it's like, no, it's how you react to the energy that other people are putting on you. And yeah, it's probably not fair that that person put that energy on you, but it's up to you how you react to it and how you move forwards and how you work with it. So how are you going to work with it moving forwards? Okay, a bit of a heavier episode, but I hope you still enjoyed it. A bit more of heavy topics, a bit more of a call out, but sometimes that's what you need. And I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you next week. All right, bye.